Well, checking sports, no high school activities locally last night, but action gets back underway tonight in boys postseason basketball. Class 3A and 1A district finals are set for tonight around the region. We'll have a 3A district final tonight for you here on the radio as ADM faces off against Atlantic. Both those teams advanced with victories in the district semifinals, Atlantic defeating Winterset 58-45 on Monday night, and it was ADM topping Harlan 65-51. Now, after that game against Winterset on Monday night, we talked to Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins, and despite just a 12-10 record on the season, Jenkins says ADM presents a pretty good challenge for his 17-5 Trojans.
They're extremely quick. They have some really good wins this year over Boone, who's a top-10 team, Dallas Center Grimes, who's a top-10 team. Obviously, they took care of Harlan pretty good here tonight. Looks like they're from film that we've seen. We'll dive into that a lot more tonight. It looks like it's going to be man-to-man defense. Looks like it's just a motion offense. They got one of the leading scorers in the state, Tajan Ross, who's going to be a handful for us. Just going to have to keep the ball out of the lane as much as we can off the dribble. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to.
Should be a pretty good ball game tonight. Could be fun tonight. Could be the kind of a game that fans love to see, an up-and-down kind of affair tonight at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Hope you get a chance to get up there and watch it with us. If not, you can catch it live here on the radio. Chris will have live coverage for you tonight, ADM at Atlantic. That game tips at 7 o'clock tonight as these two teams continue on what they hope is their road to the state tournament. Also in district finals tonight in 3A, Carroll plays at Glenwood. That's a 7 o'clock matchup in District 16. In Class 1A district finals tonight, Exira EHK will be on the court in District 15 as they'll face off against Arweva. That game will be played at IKM Manning High School at 7 tonight. Also in District 14 in Class 1A, Fremont Mills facing off against Southwest Valley. That game in Shenandoah tonight, and that also tips at 7 o'clock. Those winners move on to the sub-state round. Now, the Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district teams yesterday. Here's a rundown of some of those local players who made the all-district squads in girls basketball. In the 1A South District, Maddie Duncan and Marin Phillips of Sydney both were named. Also, Jasenia Mosley and Dayton Martin of Essex both made the squad. The coach of the year, Amy McClintock of Sydney. Class 1A West Central District loaded with local players, especially from Exira EHK. Sophia Peppers, Keely Nelson, Maggie Rasmussen, and Mara Burmeister, four players from Exira EHK, made up that West Central District. Exira EHK qualifying for the state tournament this year. CAM had a couple of players on the team, including Madison Gettler and Felicity Jackson. Audubon Sydney Obermeyer also made that district squad, along with Aaron Weber of Bowyer Valley and Julia Fleece and Holly Handlos, both of Glidden-Ralston. Tom Peterson of Exira EHK is the coach of the year in the West Central District in 1A. In the 2A Southwest District, among those who made the team, Madeline Ditchler of Trainer and Connor Sudman of Trainer, along with Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Josie Clark of Nottoway Valley, and Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia. The 3A Southwest District team includes Catherine Leonard, a senior from Atlantic, helped to lead her team this year. Also Logan Hughes and Logan Ehlers of Shenandoah, Sierra Athan of Red Oak, Amy Adams of Kemper Catholic, Brielle Baker of Creston, and Cammy Rutherford of Creston on that Southwest All-District team in 3A. John Weinrich of Shenandoah, the coach of the year. Class 4A West District, Megan Holt of Lewis Central, Alex Moore of Denison on the squad. And in the 5A West District, Claire Jones of Abe Lincoln named to the All-District team. In men's college hoops last night, Ben Richardson, Milton Doyle, and Andre Jackson each scored 16 points, and Dante Ingram scored 14 to go along with the 11 rebounds as Loyola of Chicago beat Drake 80-65 last night. With a 33-32 lead at halftime, Loyola of Chicago took control after the break on a pair of Doyle three-pointers. Jackson had a three-point play and a layup, and Richardson's layup made it 45-34. Reed Timmer hit a three-pointer for Drake to bring it within 56-47, but that was the last time the Bulldogs would trail by less than double digits, as Drake falls to 7-22, 5-12 in conference play. Graham Woodward led Drake with 14 points. Timmer chipped in with 13 last night. Niels Bunskoten had 20 points and made 6 of 10 from the field, and Indiana State never trailed on its way to a 69-59 win over Northern Iowa last night. Brenton Scott added 14 points, and Everett Clemens scored 12 and grabbed 13 rebounds for the Sycamores. Bennett Cook had 16 points for the Panthers. Jeremy Morgan added 14, and Jordan Ashton 13 Panthers fall to 14-14 overall. They're 9-8 in Valley play. Kyron Cartwright made a three-pointer with 2.2 seconds left, giving Providence a 68-66 victory over number 23 Creighton last night. Cartwright's shot from the right wing was the Friars' first field goal in more than 5 minutes and gave them their first lead since the opening 4 minutes of the second half. Kyrie Thomas's three-point try ahead of the buzzer for Creighton bounced off the rim. Emmett Holt scored all 18 of his points in the second half for the Friars. Marcus Foster had 18 points and Justin Patton 17 for the Blue Jays, who are now 22-6. They're 9-6 in Big East play. Creighton basketball player Maurice Watson, who is out for the season because of a major knee injury, has been suspended from all athletic-related activities for misconduct. The university announced Wednesday that the suspension started February 13th and is for alleged actions that are contrary to university policies and core values. Watson will not be allowed to participate in Senior Day activities on February 28th. No other details were released. Watson was a candidate for the Wooden Award as college basketball's top player until he tore the ACL in his left knee on January 16th. At the time, the Blue Jays were 18-1. Watson ranked first in the nation with 8.5 assists per game. Creighton is now 4-5 since Watson got hurt. Elsewhere in the top 25, sixth-ranked Oregon kept its hopes alive for a Pac-12 title thanks to Dylan Brooks' three-pointer with 0.2 seconds left as the Ducks rallied from 16 points down to beat California 68-65. Second-ranked Villanova was stunned at home by number 22 Butler 74-66. Frank Mason III had 20 points as number 3 Kansas pulled away in the second half to beat TCU 87-68 to clinch a share of its 13th consecutive Big 12 championship. Justin Jackson had 21 points and number 8 North Carolina pulled away to beat number 7 Louisville 74-63 in a matchup of ACC leaders. Also last night, Syracuse upset number 10 Duke 78-75 as John Gillen canned a three-pointer from the top of the key at the buzzer for the winner. Also last night, Minnesota knocked off number 24 Maryland 89-75 for their sixth straight win. And other men's scores in the Big 12, in the Big 10, it was Michigan over Rutgers 68-64. In the Big East, DePaul beat Georgetown 67-65. Seton Hall over Xavier 71-64. In the Missouri Valley, Bradley over Missouri State 77-68. And Illinois State beat Southern Illinois 50-46. Kevin Dresser wants to return the Iowa State wrestling program to greatness. After building the program at Virginia Tech, the Humboldt native was introduced as the Cyclones' new head coach. He takes over a program that hasn't won a national title since 1987 and hasn't won a conference crown since 2009.
It's okay to want to be great and publicly say that you want to be great, and I want to be great. I want to have a great program at Iowa State. And saying it's the easy part and doing it's the difficult part, so we've said it. Now we got to do it.
It's also something that can't be accomplished overnight.
Division I wrestling is a different game than it was 12 and 13 years ago. The advent of the regional training centers potentially makes the haves and the have-nots get bigger. And so we have to understand the culture, and we have to understand that we've got to put systems in place that allow us to compete with the Penn States, the Iowas, and Oklahoma States of the world. That's going to take a little bit of time.
Dresser says another goal of the program is to beat Iowa and reignite a rivalry with the Hawkeyes that's become one-sided.
For two reasons. Number one, it's fun, all right? It's a lot of fun. And number two, it's a benchmark. I mean, let's face it. Iowa's pretty darn good, and I don't see them getting any worse. So if we're competing at that level, we're in the hunt.
It's Kevin Dresser, the new Iowa State head wrestling coach. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.